This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Real estate prices and rents are at unprecedented highs. There's endless controversy over Ellis Act evictions. And just yesterday, Mayor Ed Lee signed controversial legislation legalizing short-term rentals in the city, known as the Airbnb law. This is something that's affecting people on a deeply personal level. But looking toward next week's election, it's also showing up on the ballot, right?
Yes. For the past several election cycles, housing issues have inflamed passions among San Francisco voters. And November 4th, we're going to see issues of affordability come into play in a big, big way. There are two ballot measures in SF to watch out for. The first one I want to talk about is Proposition K. K would set some affordable housing goals for the city. It would build or rehabilitate 30,000 new homes, and half of those would be for the middle class, and at least a third of them would be for low-income families. The backstory on this is that in 2011, Governor Jerry Brown eliminated all local redevelopment agencies. So the city lost about $50 million annually for affordable housing. And in November 2012, San Francisco voters said, let's create an affordable housing trust fund to offset the loss of the redevelopment agency and to help recapture that income. So hopefully this would help with oversight of that.
And so does it look like this is going to fix the supply and demand issue that's causing the affordability crisis?
No, but it's a statement that people should consider if they want to see more affordable housing. Prop K was introduced by Supervisor Jane Kim, but this is already a goal that Mayor Ed Lee has promised, and nothing in the measure seems to be particularly binding.
Okay. So what about the other proposition that has to do with housing, Prop G? What's the goal there?
So this is kind of addressing the other half. There isn't the same kind of housing shortage for people who can pay market rate that there is for people who can't. And so there's a lot of people who are coming to San Francisco to invest, and that's really where Prop G comes in. Prop G imposes a hefty tax of 14 to 24% on the selling price of properties that are sold within 5 years after purchase or transfer. And what that means is if you buy a house and you sell it in 5 years, you're going to get hit with a humongous tax. Currently, the highest tax that you can get hit with when you sell your property in San Francisco is 2.5%. The other thing to think about is that, you know, the reason that this was introduced is because they were hoping to sway speculators from coming in and flipping houses. So this is kind of like a big do not enter sign on San Francisco's real estate market for people who don't want to come here and actually set down roots. The other thing to think about is that it could be problematic for people who have to sell for medical or financial reasons. So you buy a home, you lose your job, you get cancer, you need to relocate because your home value is so high and you need that equity, and you're going to get hit with a humongous tax.
So what does City Hall say?
Well, Mayor Ed Lee is staying out of this one. He's pushing a lot of his own housing policies, and he really doesn't have a horse in this race. But Senator Mark Leno, Assemblymember Tom Amiano, and about half the Board of Supervisors are in favor of Proposition G, and that's including David Chu and David Campos. Both of them are battling it out for state assembly, and so housing is a huge issue. Here's a clip of Campos from a recent candidate debate.
But the problem I have is with the leadership of these companies that don't understand that they do have an impact in the cost of living of this city.
And here's David Chu.
We are going through incredible rampant real estate speculation now. We need to make sure that we address it with a measure that both David and I support. Affordability, housing affordability, protecting our tenants is and has been the number one issue that I care about. And I have been working on this issue for the past 6 years since I came on.
All right. So housing is a hot topic in this assembly race then, isn't it?
Yes. Last week, the board approved two housing-related proposals proposed by Chu and Compo. So they're both really trying to show right now how invested they are in making a change in affordable housing in San Francisco.
So what are the voters saying? The voting base of San Francisco is really changing with this tech boom.
So as far as the SF propositions go, with Proposition K, the real concern is that it's all policy and no action. And it is. The other thing with Prop G is that people are really at odds over it because on one hand, it's seen as a way to curb Ellis Act evictions, and on the other, it's just another super high tax, and taxing maybe isn't always the solution to our problems. So, you know, it's pretty much as controversial as the 8 Washington Project, which we saw last November, props B and C. And that got rejected, but it was hotly contested.
And you covered the 8 Washington story. Remind us what the controversy was there.
So 8 Washington was a luxury condo development that was going to be built down by the waterfront. And it really ended up symbolizing this huge, huge fight against luxury versus affordable housing. And it went through this very, very expensive and long city planning process that ended up with the developer having to ask for a rezoning for a higher height on the waterfront, which turned into this don't build a wall on the waterfront campaign. Even though the city recommended a higher height during the planning process. So the opposition campaign, the no wall on the waterfront campaign, really played up that zoning issue. But the reason I think that voters said no to the 8 Washington Project was because of what it symbolized. And that was the city approving luxury development when affordable housing is so sorely needed. But again, the planning community is really against ballot box planning. So you're seeing many people speaking out saying that that's not how things should have gone.
And when you say ballot box planning, you mean whether voters should be making zoning decisions.
Yeah. So when you talk about housing, you're getting into some really technical, nitty-gritty stuff that experts spend a lot of time researching and thinking about. According to Gabriel Metcalf, who's executive director of the urban planning think tank SPUR, voters can be swayed by a slogan and all that expertise gets overlooked. And, you know, that's what a lot of the conversations were about after the 8 Washington defeat. And it makes things that are really complicated sound really simple. Here's Metcalf talking about ballot box planning and how it's all about how you pose the question.
Of course, if you ask the voters, do you want tall buildings on the waterfront? Then the answer will be no. But if you ask them, do you want to add to the housing supply? Then the answer would be yes.
And because this is the way San Francisco tends to do things, it's very expensive to run a ballot measure to get your zoning. So a lot of projects just don't have the budget for it. You know, the ones that do are going to be like 8 Washington and are going to be able to put up the money. But those that don't are just not going to be built.
And that sounds a lot like the underbuilding you talked about in the piece we just heard.
Absolutely. And in the long run, the result of this convoluted ballot zoning process is exactly where we are today. San Francisco needs to build a lot faster than it has been to address this affordability crisis.
That's KALW's Liz Pfeffer on housing issues and the upcoming election. Find more information at KALW.org. Click on Elections 2014.